It's as socially distant as dating can get.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
We're going to have a successful hookup today, or at least a matchup. We'll find out. We have let's first meet Darren. Hey, Darren.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Good. We're good. How you doing, Darren? Go ahead and tell us a little bit about you.
All right, so I'm actually calling from Ankeny, and it's pretty good. My day's going good today. How about yourself?
We're good. All right, so your favorite Halloween candy, by the way, we're curious, and your favorite costume you wore growing up.
All right, so my favorite Halloween candy would have to be candy corn. I mean, for sure, candy corn is the official Halloween candy, right?
Oh, it Ken sucks. Will not be pleased. I like it.
I do too.
Candy corn for sure.
Oh my god. Okay.
And then my favorite costume. You know what? I grew up dressing up as like Scream or like Michael Myers, so I would have to go with one of those for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. As the ghost face from that, yeah, sure.
All right. All right. And we want your scariest voice, your scariest Halloween voice.
Happy Halloween. You want some candy? I have candy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. No, kids, avoid. Avoid.
Plus, he's handing out candy corn anyway. You don't want it.
But that was good. Good. Good voice.
All right. Let's bring Nadia on now. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, how are you?
Well, he likes candy corn, Nadia. I don't know. You just want to hang up while we're at it?
No.
I'm kidding. All right. Tell us about you, Nadia.
So I'm Nadia, I'm 28, and I'm from West Des Moines.
Okay. How about your Halloween candy and costume?
My favorite Halloween candy is Butterfingers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Acceptable.
And my favorite costume growing up, I think it was Baby Spice from Spice Girls. I was obsessed with Spice Girls.
Awesome. All right.
Okay, very cute.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, your scariest Halloween voice.
I see.
Oh,
that's just that's eerie.
Unsettling.
That's eerie.
A little bit, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, all right. I liked.
That's up there with, by the way, I have to tell you, my son the other day says, Mom, did you know that Chucky mostly just killed parents?
Wow.
He's my hero.
I know. Thank you, son, for that information.
We're just going to make a quick trip to the orphanage.
Okay, well, here's how this works. We will ask you up to three questions. We'll do one question at a time, obviously, get your answers. Then we give you a chance to hang up after each one of them. And if you're both still on the line after we get through all three, we'll pay for you to go out. First question, we'll go to you first, Darren. Colleen has it.
All right.
All right, Darren, how long do you think you would last in a scary movie?
You know what? I'd make it to the end, to be honest. You know, not to be like the movie Scream or anything. You know, I've seen enough movies to know how to get through all of this. Plus, you know, I nearly got my black belt in karate when I was 14. So it's safe to say that I have skills.
All right. Okay.
So you nearly got it? What does that mean? You nearly got it?
I didn't really finish, but I was like in the process.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You just didn't show up for that class.
Well, I mean, it's just it's a long way to go to finish then. Yeah.
Hey, I'm qualified. I'm very qualified.
Okay. So you say. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm not going to challenge him.
Well, I'm not going to fight him. No. I just wondered. Okay. All right. Never mind.
Fight him, Ken.
How about you, Nadia? How long do you think you'd last in a scary movie?
I feel like I'd probably be like the second one to go.
Yeah.
Blood makes me so nauseous. If I saw like a dead body on the floor or something, I'd probably just pass out and the killer would come get me.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's good to know your limitations.
let's count to three now. If you want to stay on the line, you can. You can always hang up as well. One, two, three. Well, you're there.
All right. All right.
Well, you both made it this far through our movie, right?
Yes.
All right. Question two is next.
Here we go.
It's like having a second birthday. There's more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on the way in less than 10 minutes, including...
Well, then get through them. The rest of our questions are Halloween-related, too. We'll be coming up within less than 10 minutes.
Need some human interaction? We're here, and we're human-ish. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.